we have all of the colors of the rainbow to work with. We have all of the tools in the toolbox. And rather than just always reverting to whatever our default mode is, really getting out of the box, doing things differently. And we can only do things differently if we have come from a different place of being.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Welcome, lovelies. Welcome. I'm having so much fun on this summer glow up journey with you all. Thank you again for your patience and understanding. I know that's always frustrating when you have set aside quality time. And as a queen, we roll with it. These things happen. I'm feeling good after my workout. For those of you that joined me with Ben this morning, how was that for you? You can go ahead and drop it in the chat. Are you liking the physical stuff going on? And I am beginning day two of my full and total cleanse of only liquid. So I'm just a little fuzzy in my head, but mostly feeling good and feeling grateful that I've committed to this time. So much of it is just, it's psychological for me, to be quite honest. It's like I have to get in the making the decision mode. Lost 3 pounds of water weight. No one's mad in one day. So that's feeling good. So, but you may feel me like, or sense me managing my energy today, just because I'm also very mindful of my body and emotions as I do a cleanse and I don't overexert. Like I didn't feel like doing the teeth whitening thing. It just last night. So we'll see if that happens tonight. But in terms of the fluffy stuff, I just wanted to anchor in. You all can put in what you've been doing for your summer glow up. I did a face scrub today after the workout. And then I did like a full body oil, all the stuff that I've featured in the Q Club, by the way. So if you're interested in what I'm using, it's all in there for you. And of course, you can use your own favorites too. And that's why I'm kind of like in these loungy clothes, because oil is getting all over them, but it still feels good and feels summery and sexy and all the good things. Oh my goodness, microneedling. I'm jealous. I haven't found a microneedling person here in Miami yet. Had Italian ice cream. That's awesome. Tanya says today was a little easier for her. I felt my abs this morning. Grateful. Excellent. I know, Nicole. I was getting worried I missed it. Figured y'all were here partying without me. So then there's that. Viviana went to make orthotics for her shoes. Alexandra did a hair mask. Emily, I have been wanting to get into this. Did some face yoga and applied Anne Marie skincare. Super clean, smells delicious. I love, isn't this fun? Shelly went for a walk in nature. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. So today what I wanted to give a little sneak peek into is becoming masterful at manifesting and manifesting the feminine way. We know, you know, how to manifest the masculine way, go into massive action. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, like if you want to go dial in for dollars for sales, and if you want to go, you know, put in the time and pound the pavement and push it forward and all that stuff, like I don't have any judgment on a conscious choice that someone chooses to make for themselves. What I personally have noticed is that I manifest more easily and in bigger ways when I go into the skills and tools of manifesting the feminine way. And for me, this allows more room for the miraculous to come in versus make your list of 100 people, go dial for dollars to get that next client or your first paying client and, you know, get your conversion rates down. You'll convert 10% of blah, 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 blah. You know, like I did that at the beginning. It's all I knew to do. It's all the only message that was out in front of me. And so I thought that's what I was supposed to do. And I, quite frankly, I thought that was the only way you could get the external success. And today I really look to get divine direction on where am I being led? Because there, again, there is nothing wrong with the masculine. I quite frankly, I enjoy action, probably like you do. I enjoy initiating. I enjoy being logical and linear and like, whatever it is, looking at my finances, making lists, getting things organized. You know, like there's a place for that. Where I'm at in my life today is letting spirit direct me for whatever's next. Am I meant to step into the feminine or the masculine? Like, where am I being guided? It would be like if I was an artist and it's like, am I meant to use pastels or bright, bold colors next? You know, it's like really letting yourself be guided, because we have all of the colors of the rainbow to work with. We have all of the tools in the toolbox. And rather than just always reverting to whatever our default mode is, really getting out of the box, doing things differently. And we can only do things differently if we have come from a different place of being. And that's what the feminine offers us. And so as we look to emerge in this new world, I can feel the temptation even in my own mind to reach out for the thinking, the beliefs, the ways of being, and the action steps that I'm familiar with, that have gotten me a certain level of success in the past. But my heart is very devoted to an epic next level. And I believe the epic next level for all of us will not come from our best thinking. It will not come from masculine energy, effort, and thoughts alone. It will come from a dance with the divine. It will come from divine intervention. It will come from opening up to what we don't already know exists. And it will come from us stopping the block of all that's already available to us coming in. Because if we are declaring this is how it's going to happen, or that can't happen, or this is only the amount of money that I can make, or this is how I have to function within my team and I can only have this much support, or whatever the story is, or you know, this is just the way the dynamics are going to go for me in my relationship, any of that stuff, like the universe has given us free will. And if we're like even unconsciously declaring, well, you know, X, Y, and Z, whatever it is going to be hard, then it's going to be hard. Or X, Y, Z is going to take a long time, then it's going to take a long time. And so I'm more interested right now in creating new neurological pathways, in opening up. If we are so loved, if we have access to the infinite, infinite abundance, infinite intelligence, infinite opportunity. Well, that's not just meant to swirl in the ethers and even on the energetic realm. All of that is meant to be made manifest in the physical world. And for that to happen, we must open up. We must think differently. We must get out of the box. We must let ourselves do things in a different way. And so that's where the focus is going to be for us today, is paying attention to where are we being the ones to block, limit, constrict. And that can, you know, none of us are walking around consciously saying, you know what, I'm going to limit my success today. I'm going to constrict how much good can come in. It's in the unconscious realm, which is why we need to be highly self-aware, wake up and be in community and be in the environment of mentors and other smart mastermind partners who can help reflect and reveal to us what we're not seeing for ourselves. That's what my friend Danelle and I, we do all the time together. Not only are we business besties, we're mastermind partners also. And we're both very powerful manifestors. And she'll catch me in things I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I was thinking or playing so small in that department. And I do the same thing for her. So this getting out of this thing that you've got to figure it all out. And there's a certain amount of joy and pride that we all get to take with a certain amount of personal responsibility. And, Glenn's just coming in there. So today I invite you to notice how you are being in the world. How are you going about your day, your life? Are you feeling stressed, busy, starting to get into overwhelm? I don't have what it takes. There's more, too much to do, scattered, fragmented. Or are you focused, clear? I know I'm a little bit of both personally. I've got stuff that's like swirling, like the snow globe that got turned upside down. And there's other things that I'm really clear on, really surrendered about, really in a bliss state on. So today, I want to give some time for the journaling again to just dump out on the page. Let's have a new way of being, be identified together today on where you're at with what it is you're looking to manifest. There isn't a woman here that doesn't have a desire for the next level. And it can be in any area of your life. And I want you to pick one area where you'd like to maybe untangle some of the energy around maybe either what it is you're looking to manifest, and some of you might not even be clear on that. So you can use this exercise to get clear. If you're clear on what it is you're looking to manifest, maybe the way you're looking to go about manifesting it either isn't clear or jumbled or feels like it's pulling the flower open or feels forced, like it's that masculine way. And if you're craving how to manifest in more of the feminine way, this could be a great piece for you just to journal and get your feelings out on the page about that. So let's get our music going and just spend a little time not needing to do anything, not needing to be anywhere, but to connect with yourself and be in the present moment. Thank you. And then depending on how long you want to journal, you may want to keep journaling, or you can join me in a meditation if you've gotten your clarity on whatever you needed to get from journaling, and then connecting with the divine through meditation, that's an option as well.
Oh,
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. How are you feeling? What came to you? Any breakthroughs or insights? Drop it in the chat. For those of you that are looking to attract clients or opportunities or certain people, I feel led to share with you a quote from the Ask and It Is Given book, because I just feel like this really puts women in a state of surrender. So I'll do it slowly so you can write it out. It's a couple sentences. I, and then say your name. I'm gonna write this down because it's a good one. I, say your name. See and draw to me. See and draw to me. Through divine love. So it's I, say your name, see and draw to me. Through divine love, those beings who seek enlightenment through my process. And you can put in whatever makes sense for you. If it's who seek weight loss results through my process, or who seek to be part of a team through my process, whatever you're looking to manifest, to seek stress relief through my process, whatever it is. The sharing will elevate us both now. The sharing will elevate us both now. I'll say it from beginning to end. I, when you say your name, see and draw to me through divine love those beings who seek enlightenment through my process. The sharing will elevate us both now. So I find that when you say a mantra and let the seeds plant in, it starts to give the universe direction on what you're open for. And when there's a mantra that's just that open, you know, I seek through divine love those beings who, or I draw to me who, through divine love those beings who seek whatever it is through my process. You're literally putting out into the ethers, and the mind might even say, like, well, that's too simple, or that won't work. We know better. So we have started to do the summoning, started to do the calling, started to be open to receiving those beings that you're meant to work with, those people that are meant to be on your team, those collaborations that you're meant to do joint ventures with. And this really, really opens up the manifestation process. There are other steps to bringing forth the manifestation, but I wanted to focus on some of the initial ones here with us today as we open up to this new world and open up to this new way of being. And then for those that are wanting to go much deeper with it, please do come join us in New York City. That 2 days of divine direction is literally going to be a feminine masterclass on manifesting. I'm going to be doing a lot of the teaching and training on the whole inner work and connecting your subconscious to your conscious and looking at what are your patterns that are keeping you stuck and blocked and hidden and not effectively being abundant in all the areas that you desire to. And then Danelle is just the master manifester in terms of all things tactical. So we're really a beautiful blend where she's got charts and grids and strategies and step-by-step processes and action plans. So together, it's just you're getting two masterful coaches really looking at you and what it is you're looking to manifest to break this open so that we're leading ourselves as the feminine leaders that we are into the depths of our uniqueness as we bring it out to the new world, as we take center stage unapologetically with confidence, with financial abundance, and with a certain amount of ease and a whole lot of fun. This is the new feminine way. So when you're opening yourself up to this next glorious level for yourself, make sure that you are conscious to how can you apply the feminine tools? How can you apply the feminine skills to it? It's not that it won't be backed up with some of the masculine stuff. It's just that rather than waking up and how can I make money, or waking up and where can I get my next client, and waking up like where am I going to find that team member, basically saying all those things aren't going to happen. Like, oh, that person doesn't exist, or I can't have that, whatever, like the unconscious thing is, opening up to the receiving. And that's actually also one of the things I'm really going to focus on in that 2 days, is getting great at receiving. Because as I wrote about in my book, the injured feminine instinct is the only reason, so it really simplifies, it's the only reason why any of us are manifesting to the extent that we desire. We're all already manifesting lots of our desires. You know, we are very blessed. We have great lives, those of us in this community, and they're meant to be even more vibrant and more abundant. So you taking this time for yourself to journal, to meditate, to be here in the group collective vortex is all part of it. It's like the stretching before the workout. It's kind of like the massage to open up the muscles so the muscles can be more relaxed, to become strengthened and toned. So there's all these different elements to it. And I hope that you're really proud of yourself for, you know, not just jumping into the race. You know, that's how you pull a muscle. That's how you strain a muscle. That's how, you know, we feel strained on the inside of just like wake up and go and check emails and check our phones and, you know, go into comparisonitis and get all triggered about whatever's going on for someone else on Instagram. Not you. During the summer glow up, you've got yourself meditating, journaling, being in community, being mindful of your physical beauty, body temple, as well as those deeper, softer whisperings of your soul and your spirit. So I just don't want you to let your mind be like, well, this is too easy, or this isn't really doing anything. Because we've been so taught that no pain, no gain. That's not true. That is not true. And you can write that down, that you will gain through pleasure. You will expand through your desires. It's not about that torturous pain that we have been taught. And that's what you get to be devoted to now. Really, when the truth is, the power is, when you take this kind of time for yourself to be, to listen, to create space, to do things that feel pleasurable, like putting like oil all over your body or whatever it is, that's what leads you from desire to desire. That's what has you go from glory to glory. That's how success begets success. So for some of us, we're like planting the initial seeds. And where did I read today? I forget who posted it. The day you plant the seed is not the day you taste the fruit. Like this, there's this beautiful journey and process that we all get to go through. And this, what we're doing right here, is the seed planting. Now we know that as we tend to the seed in the soil and make room for the sunlight and the rain, all of that good stuff, the fruit does come. And that's what we're collectively ushering in here together, is these, the fruit that is not yet here, but is meant to come forth in this next era of our lives. So keep the faith. Know that bigger is bigger and better is meant for you, that beyond your wildest dreams are coming. And the starting place, it's not pulling the flower open, and it's not massive action. It's being with yourself, it's listening, it's meditating, it's connecting with the infinite, and opening up to what you don't even know is possible. All right, so let's close with a prayer. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for the opportunities that we have to see more the way you see things, to experience greater brightness, greater abundance, greater possibility, and a bigger, more expansive experience of this life. We anchor in, remember, and remind ourselves that with you, all things are possible. So we get ourselves unhooked from the thinking of our brains of what can and can't happen. And we instead let your spirit wash through our mind to open up to the miraculous. Let us be guided by you today. Let us see things as you see them. Let us hear the whispers of your voice and have the courage to follow them. Let us take great care in our lives, in our bodies, in ourselves, in our relationships, in our businesses, knowing that with you, all is well. And we pray this believing, amen. Amen, 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 my loves. All right, Queen, did you love this episode and know someone who would love it too? I would love for you to leave a review on iTunes and share this podcast over Instagram. Tag me at Gina DeVee. And thank you for Queens supporting Queens and for your continued support.